the show where we offer up minor accomplishments and fleeting joys. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gurwitch. And each week on the show, no matter how many million-dollar parking spots get sold in Hong Kong, we'll share one thing that gives us a reason to get out of bed. It's something we like to call a tiny victory.
That's right. So thanks for joining us for the next 15 minutes or so. We invite you to hit pause on your anxiety. You should stop worrying about meme dating, and I'll stop worrying about squids in space.
And I'll stop worrying about why scientists are reanimating a fungus that can kill off our coffee.
And now, let's get tiny.
Let's tiny it up. Coming up on the show, Laura and I are still fascinated by the stories of our post-quarantine stumbles. And we have a very special guest today.
Yes, our very smug producer, Laura Swisher, has a post-quarantine brush with karma. She's also a delight. She said I could say smug. Anyway, we're friends.
Okay. First, this week's episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, listeners, it's 2021. It's finally okay to talk about our mental health. And I'm going to start laughing because my mental health has suffered during COVID. That's why.
Oh, man.
Yes. You know that, Laura. That's why we are excited.
But I mean everybody.
Yes, everyone. We're excited to be sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, even live chat sessions. They'll match you with a therapist in under 48 hours. It's easy to change therapists if you need to. And remember, you don't have to have a traumatic event to benefit from therapy. Although, let's face it, everybody, this last year's traumatic event. But maybe you're just feeling that kind of free-floating anxiety or depressed, or your stress feels like it's too much to manage. Get some tools to cope. Make life a little bit easier. BetterHelp is there to help.
What I think is great about BetterHelp is that there's immediacy and availability and affordability. So you can get the help you need when you need it. So this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Tiny Victories listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/tiny. That's betterhelp.com/tiny.
Yes, don't hesitate, people. Get the help you need.
So on this show, we have talked about some re-entry stumbles.
Yes, we have.
Meaning now that we're getting back to life, we've sort of forgotten how to life or things that were so familiar are now new again.
Yes. Both Laura and I have shared our re-entry stumbles. Remember, I got stuck in not one, but two airports because I missed my flights.
Yeah. And I locked myself out of my brother's house. Everyone around me is having this. I thought I knew how to do this. What are pants?
Oh, gosh. It's very strange. And our very own producer, Laura Swisher, has had some re-entry growing pains. So, Swish, tell us about what happened when you left your house recently.
I left my house to go to Chicago. And this was a family trip. Actually, it was for a service for my father that we finally are having or had a year after he passed away, thanks to COVID.
So you're one of those people who you lost your dad during COVID, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's just, I mean, you had to sort of delay the grief and mourning, right?
He passed away mid-May.
Oh.
That was at the height of the pandemic.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
And I wound up staying with a good friend of mine in the city for a couple months. I was able to actually see my stepmother and little brother once the entire time I was there.
Ugh.
We barbecued in the backyard for a few hours one afternoon. But otherwise, we didn't see each other because my stepmother was being safe and did not want to risk getting the virus.
That is so hard because that's when a huge family loss, all you want to see is family, and you get back there and you can't even do that. And now it's all these months later when you can finally.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
And also, I never even think about all the things that you have to do when someone passes away, like close out accounts, visit banks, sign documents, mm-hmm. and everything's closed, or you have to do it remotely. Oh, yeah. And she handled it really well. And we just kind of let it be a floating idea, like we'll hold a service when we can.
That was this May. That was one. It exactly. was a full year later.
So this brings you to the karma. What's the karma?
This brings me to the karma. I just thought it was hilarious that, I mean, also I felt for you, Annabelle, but you missing two flights.
Yeah.
And then like the following week was when I had my trip to uh-huh. Chicago. So first of all, I almost missed the flight.
But you couldn't, because that would have been like too matchy-matchy with me.
I was thinking about you the entire time, like, oh my God. I had the late baggage check. As I sent a picture of the luggage to you guys, because I got there with less than 45 minutes to get to the gate. So I, you know, to make things faster, I'm going to be the really good passenger. I've got my boarding ticket and I've got my photo ID, and mm-hmm. they're like right next to each other, so I can just go make it really easy mm-hmm. for the TSA agent. When I look down at my boarding pass, it's another woman's name.
No. Oh, I was not expecting that.
Oh, my God.
It was another woman's name entirely. Fortunately, I gave the TSA agent my driver's license, and he did not look at my boarding pass. And he just said, have a nice flight.
Wow.
Okay, so the karma part you're saying is that you kind of felt sorry for me, but not so really sorry for me.
You're a precautionary tale that apparently I did not heed.
But you managed to get on the plane.
If they had actually checked my boarding pass, yes. there's no wow. way I would have made the flight, because
no.
they would have sent
oh
me back.
Oh my God. That's so much stress. That's a lot of stress.
So I get on, everything's good. I got on the flight.
Oh, okay.
Yay.
Nice.
Then I arrive in Chicago. I text my little brother, I've landed. I'll text you again once I get my bag. Mm-hmm. If I get my bag, because of course it was a late check-in. But
oh boy.
There's my bag. So that worked wow. out. Like, yeah.
Oh, good. Everything was fine.
Everything's fine. I don't have the Annabelle curse.
No, you don't have to crawl into a locker.
I go outside. I'm waiting for my brother. Uh-huh. And I don't see him. And I am like, so what kind of car are you driving? He's like, oh, I'm driving an Accord. I'm like, okay. Then I see an Accord approaching. Almost get in that car until other people got in that car.
You had to play it off. Oh, yeah, I just waved to Accord.
So but he texts me. He's like, I don't see you. And then it dawned on me, like, because it's not that big of an airport. I'm at Midway. So I texted him. I'm like, where are you? He'd gone to O'Hare.
Oh, my God. Oh,
wrong airport.
God.
Oh, wow.
Laura. Yeah.
This is so terrible and such a great tiny victory of just that we all get to bond because we had this insane year, and that we all get to bond over, I forgot how to tie my shoes. We all just are having this learning curve about stuff that we didn't think twice about a year ago.
Well, yeah. we're going to take a quick break so we can hear from another show on the network, and I can also recover, because I have to say, I'm a little teary now because I'm picturing you, Swish, and your family and all the families who have delayed their grief and mourning and are doing that now together. It's really moving because the scene is happening so many places. So yeah, when we come back, I'm so glad you got to have that moment. When we come back, more post-quarantine stumbles.
From the internationally acclaimed creators of Who Shot Ya comes the movie podcast Maximum Film, starring producer and film festival programmer Drea Clark as a woman bound by passion.
I I saw this 8 months ago on the festival circuit, and I loved it.
Film critic Alonzo Duralde as a man corrupted by greed.
Why watch one Hallmark Christmas movie when I can watch seven?
And comedian Ify Wadiwe as a man protecting a love that society simply won't accept.
I think Pacific Rim is a perfect movie. And if you can't accept that, then I want you out of my life!
From the makers of the movie podcast, Who Shot Ya, comes Maximum Film.
That's right, we changed the name of our show to Maximum Film.
But don't worry, we're still a movie review show that isn't just a bunch of straight white dudes.
So tune in to Maximum Film at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Tiny Victories. I'm Laura House.
And I'm Annabelle Gurwitch. We put out a call for other re-entry stories, and we had some really good comments, and so we're going to read some of them.
Yeah, we heard some great ones. We can only share a few here, but these are fantastic.
From Stephanie Thompson. I haven't handled cash or coins in so long that the other day I tried to give my mom change for a parking meter and I literally had to stop and think what the denominations were. Oh
God. It is really fascinating that the brain just deals with what's right in front of it. Like this thing we've done, you don't think twice. We learned it at six. And then you're just like, is the little one's the dime, right? The brown one's just 1 cent. Wait, the...
Yeah. Okay, Peter Kagan wrote us to say, I don't fit into my favorite jeans anymore.
Sweet.
Yeah, I said that too. Uh-huh. He says, I bought secondhand gardening pants on eBay as a temporary solution. The problem is I like ice cream more than ever, so it seems as though the garden will be well looked after.
I love the tiny victory of embracing garden pants.
I like that he's like, ice cream or jeans?
Yeah, ice cream. Yeah, what got you through the pandemic? Wasn't jeans.
Yeah, definitely not. Okay, Marcy Leeroff wrote, I've been very forgetful, missing and confusing dates. I'm a jewelry designer and I hid some pieces in a really special place. I have no idea where I hid it. Oh my God, that just cracks
me
up.
That is amazing.
I've lost so many things during COVID. And the weird thing is like, how could I lose things? Because I'm not leaving my house.
Yeah, they're in there somewhere.
Where are they going?
She also asked, is this COVID related? And I think absolutely. A friend of mine who's a therapist was like, yes, we're all dealing with this free-floating grief and anxiety, and it makes you kind of foggy. Like your whole brain is occupied with this unusual circumstance. So yeah, of course we were misplacing our jewelry. Absolutely.
I love this one as well, this one from Marsha Evers-Levy, because I totally relate to this. I drove, she says, my plug-in hybrid car so infrequently, I forgot what some of the symbols on the screen meant. Okay, I not only have had this, but this is so embarrassing. I ran out of gas because I was looking at the energy use.
Oh, wow.
Meter instead of the fuel meter.
To really sit with that is so wild of, oh, I forgot how to car. That you're just like, we just lose the habit so quickly. That was amazing.
Well, that is this week's show. Thank you to everybody who calls us and who writes us and lets us know about your reentry stumbles. If you guys have more, we'll read them on the show.
We are in this together.
Yep.
And thank you for everyone who calls in and contributes to the show. We may not be able to share your victory right away, but we love doing episodes sharing listener victories. So please keep them coming. You can call the Tiny Victory Hotline at 323-285-1675.
You can also record on the voice memo app of your choice and email us the audio. Our email is tinyvictories@maximumfun.org. Please help us get the word out about the show. Tell your friends, family, or anyone you meet that you think needs a little bit of goodness.
Another way you can help out is by leaving us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and writing a review if you would.
And be sure to follow us on social media. Our handle is @GetTinyPod on both Instagram and Twitter. To follow us individually on Twitter, you can follow me, Annabelle, @LAGerwich.
And I'm @I'mLauraHouse. Thanks to Brian Swartz for our theme music. Our producer is Laura Swisher.
We'll see you next week. In the meantime, may you have only tiny stumbles and lots of tiny victories.
This is a production of Maximum Fun.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.